Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Sheila and I am a missionary at Damascus, where we're working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from the Gospel of Luke. This is chapter 21, verses 5 through 11. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky." So Jesus covers a lot of ground in this passage. He starts by entering into this conversation about the temple and closes by speaking about the end of the world, which might seem like a big jump, but really, it actually makes a lot of sense. And when we hear about the end of the world, sometimes that word end can bring to mind the idea of an end as in the end of a story, where that was nice, but now it's over. Or maybe the idea of loss, that we're losing something, or that the end is a scary thing, something we're trying to avoid, or that it's a failure to survive, right? Sometimes, especially when we look at the things that are associated with the end of the world, the destruction that accompanies it, that Jesus is even speaking of here, a lot of times our images of the end of the world, of the apocalypse, are very kind of scary. But there's another use of the word end that in English, we sometimes use when we're talking about a means to an end, right? In that sense, it's not just like the stopping of something, but it means the goal or the destination, right? And that is actually more so of the meaning that Jesus has here and that we can think of when we're thinking about the end of the world, right? It's not just that it ended or that it failed. No, it's actually that it reached its destination. It served its purpose. And the destination, of course, is heaven. The destination is union with God and with all things being summed up in Jesus Christ. And the church has always proclaimed that this is the end and this is the goal. And that reality is something that is not always completely apparent to us in this world, but we believe that it will be made apparent in a way that it is not yet, that things will come to an end where the reality of this world gives way to the reality of heaven that has always been there and which we have always been moving towards. And so Jesus is taking this opportunity to point this out by commenting on the temple, which we can see as very much a symbol of the whole cosmos, of the whole reality of this world. And we can ask too, is Jesus saying then that houses of worship are bad, that use of creative things and beautiful things is bad? No, not at all. Actually, it's so good to have a beautiful house of worship for God, but it's good because it's supposed to point to the God that is worshiped there, not for its own sake. We're not supposed to congratulate the temple for being so beautiful. We're supposed to look at the temple and be reminded of the beauty that the created things can only communicate a fraction of, but the beauty and the majesty of God that we worship there. That's the invitation of the temple. That's the invitation of beautiful things. But the church very much uses the things of this world as a means to draw us into the reality of heaven, right? The sacraments use bread and wine and water and oil in such a way that it communicates a deeper reality, a deeper spiritual reality. The church is kind of this stopping over place between this created world and the reality of heaven, that the kingdom of heaven that is already present in this world, that we can't quite see in its fullness yet, but at the end, we will. And so the church has always stood as a witness, and Christians have stood as a witness that carries this tension and can sometimes be very annoying in a world that is maybe not convinced of the end, is not convinced of the destination, and is afraid of what might be at the end. But we communicate a message of hope, that we are not afraid of the end, that we know where we're going and we know who we belong to and who we will meet there. Thank you for joining for this reflection on the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21. Again, my name is Sheila, and if you want to learn more about Damascus and the programs we offer here, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless.